the Lars Larson Show.
Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. As I mentioned earlier, I was out of town for a couple of days to do a Fox News show called The Specialists on Wednesday, and then, of course, Thursday to travel back. And while I was out of town, I read the really fascinating results of some new research done by our friend John Lott, who's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. So we wanted to get him on the program. Dr. Lott, good to have you back on the program.
Oh, great to talk to you again.
Now, concealed handgun licenses. I know that a lot of people weren't that surprised to see the numbers go up during the Obama administration, along with purchases of firearms over the last 8 years, because I think a lot of us feared, especially in the first administration of Barack Obama, that that perhaps we would see gun legislation passed and that Congress would begin taking away our rights. That didn't happen, and Obama's now exited. But it turns out from your research that the number of gun sales and the number of Americans seeking concealed carry permits is still going up, and perhaps even at a greater rate. Tell us the results.
Right. Well, at least it's going up, it looks like, at the same rate since the election. With concealed carry permits, over the last year, we've seen about a 1.8 million increased number of permits. We now have over 16.3 million permits in the United States. And I, too, expected that there'd be some drop-off after the election in November, but that hasn't been the case. It's pretty much continued at the same pace.
Now, would you mind painting a picture for people who are listening? Some of them are concealed carry permit holders, others are not, and some are people who've been considering getting it. What percentage of Americans currently have concealed carry permits?
Well, it's a little bit over 6.5% of the adult population. But, you know, you have a couple places like California and New York where literally you're talking about 3 out of every 1,000 people are allowed to have a permit. And if you look at the rest of the U.S. outside of California and New York, you're talking about 8% of the adults in the United States have a concealed carry permit.
Would you guess, based on your research, Dr. Lott, that if New York and California had, and I hate to use the word, but more liberal policies when it came to allowing people to obtain that permit, that we'd see an even greater percentage? Because those are two of the biggest population centers in America.
Yeah, no, sure. I would expect you'd see a rate similar to what we see for the rest of the United States. One of the interesting things we have in the study is to look at Los Angeles. I was able to obtain a list of permit holders in Los Angeles. And as of January this year, there was only 221 permits issued for a county that has about 8 million adults in it. So you can see how tiny it is. But the interesting thing is in those states where you're given discretion, where you have some local public official deciding whether or not you have a good reason to have a permit rather than leaving it up to the individual, is how much discrimination there seems to be in terms of who obtains a permit. So in Los Angeles County, not only do they have few permits, but very few women get permits. You only have about 7% of the permit holders are women. In a county that's half Hispanic, only about 6.5% of the permit holders are Hispanic. And blacks only have 5% of the permits. You know, compared nationwide right now, you have about 36% of permit holders are women, and about 11% are black. You know, so it's basically well-connected, well-to-do, politically powerful individuals. So you have, like, judges, reserve deputy sheriffs, and then a very small group of very well-connected, politically powerful and wealthy private individuals who have permits.
Now, Dr. Lott, I'm talking to John Lott, who's the author most recently of The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against the Gun Control Lies, and, of course, the quintessential book, More Guns, Less Crime, which is where John really started as an economist, discovering that all of the all the numbers say that if you have more guns in a particular community or state or region, that people are actually better off. The crooks are more afraid than the average citizen. Did they give you enough detail in some of those lists to tell you where these people live? Because I would think that would be interesting, because I would hope that the folks who are arming themselves up quickly are the folks who live in the areas where they're, say, at greatest risk of suffering some kind of violent crime.
Right. Well, urban areas do tend to have relatively few permits. But one thing that is encouraging is kind of the changing mix of people who go and get permits. So you see, for example, while there's been this huge increase in permits, you know, a decade ago, we're talking about 4.6 million. Now we're talking about over 16.3 million. And not only that, but now there are 14 states where either all or the vast majority of the state, you don't need to have a permit. So actually the number of people carrying has gone up much faster than that. But in terms of the changing mix, we've had the biggest growth in women and blacks having permits. So, for example, over the last 4 years, you've had a 22% increase in the number of men who have had permits, but a 93% increase in the number of women who have permits. You know, it's more than three times greater rate of increase for women than for men. And for blacks, you have about a 30 percentage point faster growth in permits for blacks than you have for whites.
Which says something when you look at the California numbers. And as I recall, you said the number of racial minority holders is smaller, much smaller, and the number of women permit holders is smaller. So unless you assume that women are, I guess, of a different mindset in California and New York than the rest of the country, they're simply not getting permits because the government has made it too hard.
Right. Well, the two things that you see pretty clearly when you look at who gets the permits, and that is, it's pretty clear to me that it's not the people who are most in danger of having violent crimes being committed against them who are getting permits. It's, you know, I'm glad that, you know, well-to-do, politically powerful individuals feel that they have the need for protection. But they're not the ones who need the most protection. My research, if it convinces me of anything, is there's two groups of people who need the help. One is people who are most likely to be victims of violent crime, and that overwhelmingly tends to be poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas. And two, people who are relatively weaker physically, women and the elderly. And I think what's beginning to happen is that people in those groups are beginning to recognize that those two groups of people benefit the most from having guns, and that's one reason why you're seeing the increase in permits for them.
See, and John, one of my frustrations is I've always wished that in some of those areas geographically within cities where they have the greatest amount of violent crime going on, that people would be able to arm up easily, because I think it might put the criminals in fear of their lives. If the high violence areas of L.A., Chicago, and New York were to arm up quickly and the crooks found out that when you shoot at somebody, they may be more likely to shoot back, you might get some of that crime to go away.
No, I agree completely. One of the problems that you have is that in many places, it's still costly to go and get a permit. So like in Illinois, you can get a concealed carry permit, but the cost of going through the process of getting it is about $500 or so. You know, and the question you have to ask, you know, if you add together the permit costs and the training costs that are there, you know, in some parts of California, you may be talking about $385 for the permit and maybe even up to $1,000 for the training that's required, because they require that you have to take a class that people who wanted to train to be a police officer have to take. And, you know, those types of costs, I think it's pretty obvious who they prevent from getting a permit to be able to go and protect themselves, even if they were to approve it. You know, and places like Chicago make it even worse, because it's kind of like they went through a checklist of saying, what can we do to make it difficult for poor people to get a permit?
So it sounds like
you can't take a gun with you on public transportation. There's still no training ranges in the city of Chicago, so you have to travel outside there.
You've got to check out his research at the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's Dr. John Lott, and this is the Lars Larson Show.